the Momentary in Bentonville, Arkansas, it's E-Town on the Road with this week's guests from Nashville, Tennessee, Aaron Ray, Paul Scott, CEO of the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, and singer-songwriter James McMurtry with Betty Sue. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, please welcome our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town. We are coming to you this week from the Momentary in Bentonville, Arkansas. So happy to be here. We're feeling really comfortable here. In cities all over the country, there's something unusual happening, which is that when there has been an exodus or an area of town that's lost some vitality, used to be people would think about, oh, we're going to put in a minor league ballpark and build a stadium, and that'll bring everybody back downtown. Well, now what's happening in certain cities, hip cities like this one, they're actually focusing on music and art, trying to bring folks into town and bring some energy and vitality. Austin has gone one step beyond that, actually providing affordable health care for musicians to make sure that they can stay there and stick around and keep that town vital. We're going to learn more about something called HAM, the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, later on in the show. We've got some great singers and songwriters. And up first, one of our favorites, of course, is James McMurtry. He has made his home around Austin for years. He's a keen observer of what's going on out there in the world as he travels around. He's a great songwriter, one of our favorites. He is not afraid to poke the bear, and in order to shine a light on injustice or corruption or prejudice. We are so glad to have him back on the E-Town stage. Please welcome back, if you would, James McMurtry.
You're awfully polite. Not complaining. Just not used to it, that's all.
Half a section in the short grass at the foot of the plains grows broomweed in the dry times and ragweed when it rains. It's all she's got left that the lawyers don't claim. Jackie does her damn best, never one to complain. Been green breaking horses when she's home from the road, waiting on dispatch to find her a load. Least all but the trap, ponies can't graze a thing. Another bobtail, a coastal, ought to last until spring. There were pitchers on the tables and kids running around. Four generations of a blinking light town. Was a cotton eye Joe, or maybe just the right glance. She got to go in with the Randy at the Friday night dance. Just got two rules, if my conscience be known. Don't lie to me, don't bring me nothing home. Faithful's a nice word in a Sunday school class. Life's just too crazy for that. Randy says not to worry, he'll feed while she's gone. She got the freight liner idling half up on his lawn. He don't like her driving when the northers come blue, but if the horses went hungry, Lord knows what she'd do. Round Christmas up the Cap Rock, you can see all the towns, and the courthouses lit up for 10 miles around. It's a magical time, to be traveling the roads to watch the country roll by and the halogens glow. Just got two rules, let my conscience be known. Don't lie to me, don't bring me nothing home. Bedfull's a nice word in Sunday school class. Life's just too crazy for that. Jackknifed on black ice with an oversized load. There's a white cross in the bar ditch where she went off the road. Wasn't going that fast, the responders all say. How it ended that bad, we can wonder all day. Just got two rules, let my conscience be known. Don't lie to me, don't bring me nothing home. Faithful's a nice word in Sunday school class. Life's just too short for all that. Just got two rules, let my conscience be known. Don't lie to me, don't bring me nothing home. Faithful's a nice word in Sunday school class. Life's just too short for all that. Life's just too short for all that. For all that.
Thank you.
In the road, stay away from the river, Virginia. There's not much you can do except wait on a train when the road gullies out in a biblical rain. And that's how it's been ever since I can remember. I'm not too keen of mind, I don't pick up on signs like I ought to. So I won't sweat the cost of the coffee or the wine that I bought you. With your emptied out nest, your chicks have all flew. There's nobody left to take care of but you. And you don't know how to just be, no one ever taught you. I can't find much to say as you play with that loose strand of hair. If you had your tail, you'd be twitching it. And I've got to get over the scare until you know. I never saw such a cold day in June. Did you ever, Virginia? In our young days, the old people called it blackberry winter. As the mail plane goes out at a slow rate of climb, this cold rain don't help with your low state of mind. Hanging down like the fog on a ridge, you can't tell what's in it. And you stare me down hard and you ask me why I even care. not that I'm any Sir Galahad. There just needs to be somebody there to tell you no. To tell you no. To tell you no. To tell you no. Your bags are all packed, you're not coming back, that's for certain. And the landlady won't like the stains on the rugs and the curtains. Well, that's just wear and tear, such as happens in life. The folks around here live to gossip and gripe, so I won't tell a soul what they'll never know, never heard them. And I found the letter you left at the foot of the stairs. And I heard the horn blow, the train's pulling out. I hope you find somebody there to tell you no. To tell you no. To tell you no. To tell you no. Rocks in the road, stay away from the river, Virginia.
James McMurtry, welcome back to E-Town. So glad you're here. We've been doing this for a little while.
Yes, I have officially attained geezer status, so yeah, I have been doing it quite a while, yeah.
I'm a little older than you, and I believe I think the first time you were on E-Town was probably almost 30 years ago. It's been a while.
I believe it was 92, and Baxter Black was on that show.
Yeah.
And I rode in his limousine that he owned, which he bought used.
Yeah. Goes to show you that there's all kinds of money in cowboy poetry, even, when
That's right, nobody knew.
I want to mention a performance that you made last year that was a combination, because your songs always have depth to them. There's always more to them than, you know, that's revealed on multiple listenings. And last year you gave a performance in Knoxville, Tennessee, where you added an element of danger by going out and wearing fishnet stockings and a red dress.
Yeah, well, see, Tennessee had this stupid anti-drag law, which I don't get it. You know, it's just like fascism tries to single out anybody they can kind of outnumber. And so they go after the drag queens, and the thing is, they always link it to children. Yeah, it's like the drag queens are after your kids, and I don't get that at all, because if you look up the registry of registered sex offenders, you're not going to find a lot of drag performers among that. You know, they tend to gravitate. You know, pedophiles gravitate towards, you know, jobs that have access to children and the inherent trust of the parents. So they go for stuff like clergy, little league coaching, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're all that way, but I do know a lawyer in South Louisiana. I made a career out of defending priests, so
you were making a very logical point, which is like, hey, this is not where the problem is. So
well, that's another thing about, you know, those drag shows, those things will fill a club.
Yeah.
Drag shows and tribute bands, I got nothing against either of them, because those things will keep the clubs going, so when I come through needing a gig, the club will still exist.
That's right.
They can make payroll, you know, so
And so I figure, you know, if I don't stick up for the drag queens, who's going to stick up for me when they come for me, you know? First they came for the drag queens, and yeah. I said nothing because I was not a drag queen, you know. So whatever. So we did that show in Knoxville, and one guy, we just did the encore in drag, and Betty Sue and I, and one guy got real upset and went out on the street. I heard this from the staff later. He went out on the street and flagged down a policeman and tried to get him to come in and arrest us. And the cop just shrugged and walked off. He had better things to do.
Yeah. Well, it was a point that needed to be made, and you were the guy to do it. And so thank you for doing that.
Well,
and
you're welcome.
Yeah, no, it's important. You know, have there been situations where, being a guy from Texas, people have expectations about your persona that your songwriting works against? Like, people get pissed off because of things you say or write in a song?
Sure. If I don't anger some people, I'm not doing my job. If you want to be a cheerleader, you can do that. But if you want to be anything like an artist, you're going to have to piss people off. That's just how it happens.
Yeah. Well, listen, you do it so well. And like I said, you you do.
I have noticed.
Yeah. I know you've been traveling with Betty Sue as a duo, kind of down a little closer to the bone.
We're just starting in the duo thing. She's been opening shows for us for a good while, and she really makes things better. I don't know. So we've been around each other. We're starting to, you know, do a little bit of music together.
Yeah, we feel the same way. And she'll be out on your next song. Meanwhile, we're so glad you're here. And let's get back to playing some music. Welcome back, if you would. James McMurtry, along with Betty Sue. Thanks, man.
We've got an unrecorded work here. And this song here has some FCC sensitive words that they're going to have to edit out for the broadcast. And just want to get my 2 cents in here. It is my sincere hope that they use old-fashioned Johnny Cash style Boy Named Sue bleeps. Because, as some of you know, I'm a staunch traditionalist. This is called Pinocchio in Vegas. With his eye on the prize, he's a real boy now. His grows when he lies, but his face stays frozen like it's still made of wood. It displays no emotion as he cleans them out good at that back room table. Any Friday night, he don't even need the money. He's just in it out of spite. He misses old Geppetto. Gone now 2 years, the boy's spending real money and he's crying real tears. You'd have thought it'd been a straight and simple untaxed estate. It was nearly out of probate when it blew up in his face. There were whispers in the shadows all around the town. Heretofore unknown relations, old Geppetto got around. Who were my grandmother's friends? Used to play bridge every Tuesday at 10. Who were the neighbors next door when I was still crawling on the floor? When the claims came to light, Pinocchio was blue. The lawyers had a field day just like they always do. First they tried to fleece him for a rainbow's worth of gold. He had to sue Walt Disney over copyright control. He got less than he wanted, more than they'd give. Both sides are bitter, both sides will live. Who were my grandmother's friends?
used to take me fishing every now and then. Who were the neighbors next door? Who all did we lose in the war? Snapping peas on that front porch step, untake them watermelon rinds, toss them over the horse like fence, go wash up and quit that crying. Pinocchio's over it, he don't beat up on himself, he's had to learn to be it just like everybody else. Where the dogs eat the dogs and the cats eat the mice, you pick a hill to die on, don't bother acting nice, cause that won't serve you well at the end of the day. They don't have to come and take it if you give it all away. Who were my grandmother's friends? Used to play bridge every Tuesday at 10. Who were the neighbors next door when I was still crawling on the floor? I say, who were my grandmother's friends? Used to take me fishing every now and then. Who were the neighbors next door? I can't call you up and ask you anymore.
That's James McMurtry down in Texas. His latest record is called The Horses and the Hounds. He will be back to play some more music a little later in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Scientific and Cultural Facilities District, or SCFD, one of the largest cultural funding mechanisms in the United States, supporting nearly 300 organizations in the greater Denver, Colorado area. By the way, as a reminder, if you're interested in watching videos of performances that you hear or see, there are over 2,000 videos on the E-Town YouTube channel, where you can also subscribe in order to stay up to date with our latest video offerings. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You are listening to E-Town. James McMurtry is going to be back to play some more music. And coming up next, we've got Aaron Ray from Nashville is going to sing some songs for us. But before we bring Aaron out, you know, I was talking to James about being creative and about how important it is to be an artist. And I mentioned earlier about how cities are using the idea of enlivening and enriching our creative communities in order to create economic development opportunities, and how Austin especially has gotten out in front by thinking about the life of musicians. And somebody figured out almost 20 years ago that if they could provide some benefits to Austin area musicians, they'd stick around. It's through an organization called HAM, Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. And we're lucky enough to have the CEO. So please welcome to the E-Town stage, Paul Scott from Austin, Texas. Thank you, Paul. Come on out. So in some ways, it's a crazy idea to think that, you know, in a tech town like Austin with Dell and all the big ACL festival and all this activity and a huge amount of influx of people and dollars, that actually somebody would care about the fact that musicians still need to be able to afford to stay there. It seems slightly counterintuitive.
Austin is, you know, dealing with its challenges around affordability. And as you mentioned, having our musicians stay in Austin, create, produce, share their music with the community, not only in Austin, but across the country and the world, is a challenge because of the affordability aspects of this. And that's why our organization, HAM, Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, is so critically important.
Yeah. And it's providing services that are, if one doesn't have health insurance, you might not go to the dentist as often, or you might do some sort of maintenance and care and feeding, or it has to do with therapy or counseling or, you know, all kinds of stuff, I suspect.
Oh, definitely. It's not just about access to health care. I mean, we also provide access to dental services, hearing services, basic needs, food, gift cards, for example. That really came up during the pandemic when all of our musicians lost all their income.
Right.
That's when we knew basic needs was an area that we needed to move into as well. But critically important for us to be able to work with the musicians about how to use these services in a way for preventative services so they can stay healthy, continue to create, play, so that we can enjoy that music that brings us all together and that unifies us as a culture.
Yeah. And Paul, let me just touch a little bit on your background. So I'm not going to hold it against you that you went to law school and you became a lawyer, but you did advocacy work for all kinds of worthy organizations. You worked in sort of more or less around the healthcare issue for much of your career, right?
I'm a recovering attorney. I go to Attorneys Anonymous every once in a while. So, but it helped prepare me kind of moving into the nonprofit sector to be able to kind of connect with kind of a mission and purpose of an organization, but also understanding that it needs to be run like a business as well so you can be sustainable and you can be there over the long term. As you mentioned, CAM's been around for 20 years, and make sure we're using the community dollars in a way that's valued and sustaining the work over the long term.
Yeah. Is that a challenge that you know you've got a secure source of funding for this every year? And so people think everything's cool and they don't get involved as much? Or
I think there's two challenges. One is we see musicians continue to move to Austin, but it's also a matter of just making sure that we reach out and understand why is it important to support musicians. Bringing that message point to people within Austin and other areas helps us be able to kind of get that support we need. But it's always going to be a challenge. You're raising the money every year for the same cause.
And are there studies that show what I was alluding to, that a healthy arts community and music scene is actually makes good economic sense?
Makes great economic sense. We figure in Austin it's about $2 billion in economic activity through the music community at a minimum.
$2 billion.
$2 billion, yes. So that's critical to supporting so many different industries and workers within the community. Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the affordable housing conundrum, which is the cooler you make it and the more musicians and the more happening the city is, then the rents go up and then musicians might have health care, but they can't afford to live there.
Yeah, housing is the nut. No one's really cracked yet in terms of making it truly affordable. And that's where we come in, though. Like, so we take the burden off of the health care part, the dental part, the other aspects of people's needs that they have so they can focus on providing the housing support they need for them and their families.
So last question I just want to ask you is just if other cities, municipalities are looking at your model, is this something that you see in your view as replicable, or is it kind of unique to Austin because of how music is so connected to that city?
I don't think it's necessarily unique to Austin. I think it's replicable in different forms in different cities. And we've seen it like with Nashville and with Seattle as well. If you're an expanded Medicaid state, for example, it's going to be easier to do that because the medical part's taken care of. So an organization can come into another city in that state and be able to provide basic needs or hearing or dental services.
And I think it's fair to say that it's not just musicians, because visual artists, sculptors, playwrights, others have an impact on the vitality of any kind of the economic core of cities around the country. It's cool to imagine what's possible, which is expanding, opening a bigger tent for more creatives, right?
It would be great to expand, but also what it would mean for all of us to enjoy more art, more music, because it really is about creating community, building community, and sustaining community. We can't live without music. We can't live without art. We would not be a functional society without it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's great that you're at the helm of this organization that does so much good work, keeps Austin vibrant and vital, and keeps musicians healthy. And let's hope that that can grow and continue. You can continue to serve more and more people as they move to town. So good luck.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
Once again, the CEO and director of HAM, Paul Scott. Thanks, Paul, for being here. See, the hippies actually make good business sense. That's the thing. That's the lesson. So we, as I mentioned, are going to have more songs from James and McMurtry later on. But right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Erin Ray grew up around music, a musical household in Nashville, Tennessee. As I understand it, she came a little bit later to the whole thing when she was about 18 and got a gift of a Martin guitar. Since then, she dove into open mics and began playing around town. She's gotten some great attention. She's played at the Newport Folk Festival. She's opened for lots of soulful and famous singer-songwriters. She recorded her most recent record out in Topanga Canyon with Jonathan Wilson and a few other friends. She is, in fact, herself a very thoughtful and soulful singer and songwriter. We're glad she's here. Please welcome to E-Town for her first visit from Nashville, Tennessee, Erin Ray.
Thanks so much. Well, I put out a record in 2018 called Putting On Airs on a small but mighty label out of the Muscle Shoals area, Florence, Alabama, called Single Lock. This song is from that. It's about growing up in the South and learning to be who you are. It's called Bad Mind. God out loud. Don't want to bother the neighbors singing out. Somehow I've ended up here where I can't own my feelings. I can't own my feelings for you. Can't own my fears. I don't want to have a bad mind.
Aaron Ray, you sound so good.
Thank you.
Man, oh man, such a good singer, great songs, guitar playing. It's surprising to me that this is something that you came to later in your life, because it seems like it's kind of deep in you.
Thanks so much.
Is that true? Was that the beginning, like when somebody gave you guitar when you were 18, that was really when you started doing this, or were you singing all the time?
My parents played music together from Jackson, Tennessee, originally. So we grew up going to house shows, hearing my parents play and listening to my mom sing harmony and my dad play fingerstyle guitar. And
who were some of their favorites, like the songs that they were playing?
My dad has this incredible collection of songs that he covered throughout my life, and we still perform them together. But Greg Brown, Doc Watson, Mississippi John Hurt, Kate Campbell, Kate Wolf.
Yeah. I think everybody just dreams of having a dad that hip.
He is profoundly hip,
yeah,
I will say. Yeah,
that's super cool. Yes. It's tough to rebel when your parents are so cool.
It is. That's why I'm so chill, I think.
Yeah.
I tried, but
you would have to
become
where
to go,
like
really
an accountant or something like
yeah.
that. To, like, haha, showed
yes.
you.
Yes.
And so you grew up with those songs and singing with your dad, and so that seems like a very natural extension to just become a songwriter yourself.
Yeah, he actually picked out that Martin guitar when I graduated, and I went to a semester of college, and then I found the other three hippie kids that were playing music on the stoop, and I was like, those are my people, yeah. So I just decided to stay home and go to open mics after that and take guitar lessons. And fortunately, my parents were encouraging of that.
Yeah.
So,
well, and
we
also
are.
you grew up in this town where that's not weird to like play songs and write songs and learn songs and go to open mics and hang out at clubs and hang around with other people who are doing that. That's pretty easy if you're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. I grew up in the suburbs of Nashville, and my parents had musician friends always. That was like a big part of our like holiday experience. But it was once I got that guitar and my older brother took me to an open mic, and I was like, huh, turns out this is going on down the street this whole time, and I could have like, you know, been doing it and hanging out at the 24-hour cafe with all the weirdos.
Well, you know, you did it, and you elevated yourself. You did the thing where you raised your profile, and you did it long enough, and suddenly you're recording and making records, and you're out there in Topanga Canyon with all the hipsters and Jonathan Wilson's Rolodex opening up to bring all musicians in on your recording sessions and stuff.
Yes. I
that
feel
must
very
have been
fortunate.
Fun. Was that a cool scene?
Definitely.
Yeah. And I know that you were recognized by the Americana Music Association of being like Emerging Artist of the Year and stuff. And then that was a few years ago. So now you've emerged.
Yeah, I've emerged.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like when you've emerged. It's pretty cool.
Is it cool? You having fun yet? And are you touring a lot? You've got gigs and things are moving along. I know you sang on Tyler Childers's record and Kevin Morby's record, and you're doing some cross-pollinating.
Yes. I love to sing background vocals. That's such a part of how I grew up. So any chance I get, pretty much.
Yeah.
I do a lot of collaborating, but right now I'm just working on trying to contact the muse. So if you see some inspiration, you want to send it my way.
All
I'm working on my new record.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, meanwhile, we're happy to hear the songs you've already written. So let's play some more music.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Welcome back, Aaron Ray from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, band.
Hello, leader.
We had one song planned to play together, and then they learned this one today in like a matter of a minute or two, truly. This song is one from my first record. It's called Monticello. Here we go.
There's a longing from within my heart, puts tears tears upon my face. I wish it were Monticello and I could come to see you. You might talk me down and put my mind at ease. If it were Monticello,
y'all so much for playing with me and for having me at E-Town. That song was definitely written on the tour where I was listening to a lot of James McMurtry. It just feels very special to be getting to play with this particular set of artists. So yeah, thank y'all so much for having me. This song is from my second record. It's called Wild Blue Wind.
Telling where he goes, out through a hole in his mind, I suppose. Forgets to hold that pretty girl close, forgets he is a friend of mine. Never does call his mom and them, never does make any holiday plans. Takes a road no one's ever been, ends up where it wants. But I can't say when he's gone. seems you're getting towards the end. He's gone out into the wild blue wind, crazy again. He's gone out into the wild blue wind, crazy again. He's gone out into the wild blue wind, crazy again.
That's Aaron Ray from Nashville, Tennessee, along with the house band The E-Tones, Adam Bodine, Christian Teal, Eric Turin, and Helen Forster on the vocals. Aaron Ray from Nashville.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Visit Bentonville, celebrating the historic town square, the miles of bike trails, and the city's commitment to both the visual and the performing arts. More information is available at visitbentonville.com. You're listening to E-Town.
Nick Forster, I want to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town right now on stations like WMSV in Starkville, Mississippi, on KBUT in Crested Butte, Colorado, and on WOI in Des Moines, Iowa, and throughout the state of Iowa. As always, if you want some more information about anything we're up to, there's lots of stuff. You can find out how to get tickets to live shows. You can see videos, learn more about what's happening at E-Town at etown.org. We are, celebrating the impact and importance of live music, how art surprises us and challenges us to be awake and present, and art and music are pretty important pathways to that process. And that's, of course, what our favorite songwriters do, too, somebody who can convey a message and do it artfully. So please help me welcome back to the stage here at E-Town, along with Betty Sue, James McMurtry.
Yeah, we used to spend a lot of time driving back and forth across Western Canada, and they grow this stuff up there. It makes this incredible chartreuse blossom. Goes all the way out to the edge of the world, all the way around. You can see that far. And we didn't know what it was, and being American citizens, U.S. citizens, we didn't stop to ask either. One day we saw a sign that said canola processing with a phone number, and I was able to finish this song finally. I was thinking about you crossing southern Alberta. Canola fields on a July day. About the same chartreuse as that 69 bug you used to drive around San Jose. Never knew where my old white Lincoln might take you. Party on wheels with suicide doors. Bring the kids and the dogs and your grandma too. We always had room for more. Till that white knuckle right back from Santa Cruz, second best surfer on the Central Coast, had you wrapped up all the way back to Los Gatos, and I could have cut his throat. And it wasn't like we were an item to start with, it had no basis in fact. But the whiskey could push me to sudden extremes. I don't want to think about that, I don't want to think about that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some part.
taking our place in the greater scheme. Kids and careers and a vague sense of order busting apart at the seams. And I heard you switched coast, moved in with your sister. Doubt you'd have called it familial bliss. We met up in Brooklyn before it went hipster. You carried your keys in your fists. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marie. Take a death grip on some. You crossing southern Alberta, canola fields at harvest time looked like tumbleweeds all raked up into rows, brown rusty contour lines. There's not much moving on a romance radar, not that I'm craving it all that much, but I still need to feel every once in a while the warmth of a smile and a touch. In a way back corner of a crosstown bus, we were hiding out under my hat, cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. 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 Take my hand, Marie.
That's James McMurtry, along with Betty Sue and the E-Tones, Adam and Christian and Eric. We've got time for one more song. I want to thank all our guests this week. We've had a great time and heard a bunch of great songs. I want to thank Aaron Ray, coming out from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to Paul Scott, the CEO of HAM, Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. Thanks to Betty Sue. Thanks to Helen Forrester and the house band, the E-Tones. Thanks to James McMurtry. Thanks to, again, all the folks here at the Momentary in Bentonville who helped make this happen. Here's, we're going to leave you with a good song, the dark message, but it's important. I'm Mick Forrester. Hope you can be with us next week right here, Meetown.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. Blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them ragged boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth.
Everything dies, baby. fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight. On a Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
So hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, and I'm south of the line. I'm tired of getting caught out on the losing end. But I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him.
Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair.
This is a production of E-Town.